so you couldn't get through the ground, much less and get up and fly. Take every rag off of you and leave you plumb naked, and then they whip you till the blood come.
In the late 1930s and early 1940s, federal and private agencies sent interviewers across the South in an effort to document music and culture. Among those interviewed were formerly enslaved African Americans.
Here, in their own words, accounts of their experiences as slaves.
The pain, the shame, and the tears.
Join the award-winning Midnight Ravers late Friday night, early Saturday morning, July 5th, 2024, from 12 midnight to 5 a.m.
As we proudly present Slave, Days of Blood, Days of Tears.
There'll be 5 hours of revelation.
Only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
Miss it and hate yourself.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
He's cool. He's exciting.
This dude is bad.
He's sexy. Okay, maybe not. He's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
He's Tony Ryan on WBAI New York 99.5 FM. He's got both.
Break him with the sound of the trumpet.
Can you dig it?
Yeah, I can dig it, yeah.
He's got classic soul. He's okay. I can't think of anything else.
I'm Tony Ryan. Tune in Saturday nights, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Soul Central Station with Tony Ryan.
99.5 WBAI.
When I listen to this music, it's one of the few times that I actually have a kind of a love for humanity. You hear the best part of the soul of the common people, you know, is their way of expressing their connection to eternity, whatever you want to call it. Modern music doesn't have that. It's a calamitous loss that people can't express themselves that way anymore, you know.
Floyd, you listen to radio music a lot, don't you?
Oh, my, yes. Soothing. Real soothing.
Well, I have to buy a dance record. Have you heard any new dance numbers lately?
I don't like stuff that sucks.
Deer and the antelope play.
seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. No, the skies are not cloudy all day.
An important precedent of the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court, Don.
By a vote of 6-3, the court affirmed that the power to protect unborn life is returned to the people.
Love my country, affair. If you leave everything to laissez-faire. You may have to wrestle with a bear in the back streets of utopia. Freedom can look like something else, a place where everybody has to fend for themselves. Love, pretty words trying to cover the smell of the stale stench of indifference. Living on logic sounds real good, but people never act the way you think that they should. Freedom doesn't come.
Period. That's where I get my freedom. I tell you, freedom to me is the ability for men and women, all created equal, to speak, think, and do or not do what you want.
Come back, Rosa Parks, from the back of the bus. Take the wheel from the city, steer us back on the road. Teach us how to walk in freedom, 'cause I'm gonna walk in freedom, even if it takes my life.
The towers of arrogance, tyrannies, linking teachers how to walk.
Walk with me. Talk with me. Walk with me. Talk with me. Raise your hand up. Raise your hand up. Raise your hand up. Get up, stand up. Get up, get up, stand up. Get up, get up, stand up. Get up, get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Stand up for your right. Walk with me. Talk with me.
Favor for my sex. All I ask of our brethren is that they take their feet off our necks.
When I move my body just like this, I don't know why, but I feel like freedom. Yeah. I hear a song that takes me back, and I let go with so much freedom. Yeah. I'm gonna get, cause it's my
Mike Wallace. A nation's press is a good yardstick of a nation's health.
Take a look at the history of any nation which has lost its freedoms, and you'll find that the men who grabbed the power also had to crush the free press. Tonight, we'll discuss some of the problems of our own fourth estate.
First, we gotta show that we really care, that the color of skin is equal every day. When someone hurts someone, you gotta speak up, treat everyone kind with motherly love, kicking out the hate, no room for it here. Go on, take my hand, make it perfectly clear. Woman, child have rights, you don't get to judge. A man can love a man, cause God loves us all.
Women, we're not taking it anymore.
First, we gotta show that you really care, that the color of skin is equal every day. When someone hurts someone, you gotta speak up, treat everyone kind with motherly love, freedom.
Free,
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 freedom.
Free, free,
freedom,
as of right now, as of this minute, we can only talk about what Roe v. Wade protected. Past tense. This is a healthcare crisis. Because understand, millions of women in America will go to bed tonight without access to the health care and reproductive care that they had this morning.
So now we gotta find a way. No matter how many miles it takes, I know it feels so good right now, but it all comes falling down when the night meets the light, turn the day can't stop, no you won't stop. I know just how that feel. When you're on top, till the ball drop. You never seem to be so real. It feels so good right now. But it all come falling down. When the night, when the light, turn the day.
So I'm standing at the place where I had my own abortion care services at 18 years old. I got raped when I was 17. And I was able to be back here with the secretary.
I was here.
As we're talking, we're sitting with the secretary. That announcement was made. It broke my heart because I'm thinking about the people who today found out that they were pregnant, who found out they were pregnant a few weeks ago, and were trying to figure out what to do to restrict people's right to their own body and their own decisions. It broke me down. I think about my daughter who will never know what it's like to live in a Roe v. Wade constitutionally protected society.
Cases, we should reconsider all of this court's substantive due process precedents, including Griswold, Lawrence, and Obergefell. He's talking about reconsidering decisions on gay rights and the right to contraception.
Yeah, Clarence Thomas wants to uphold the sanctity of marriage because, as we all know, marriage is between one man credibly accused of sexual harassment and one woman who wanted to overthrow a presidential election. You know, the way God intended.
That's the way God planned it. Here in America, where we're celebrating freedom, or the lack thereof, as the Supreme Court is stripping those freedoms away from us. Billy Preston with That's the Way God Planned It. We heard from Lisa Morales featuring Whoopi Goldberg and Freedom. Freedom of the Press from Mike Wallace. Freedom from John Baptiste and Ruth Bader Ginsburg talking about that foot weighing heavily on the necks of all the women and their rights in this current land of freedom. Mavis Staples with Billy Bragg, Freedom. Freedom doesn't come for free. From Wilco, Cruel Country. And we opened up with Pipeline from the Shantays. All mixed up, Peter Bojan. Glad you tuned in. Lots more to get to as we seek out a shortcut to freedom in America, where less is more, and the church and the state not so separate.
Roe versus Wade is an important precedent of the Supreme Court. It was decided in 1973, so it's been on the books for a long time.
In future cases, we should reconsider all of this court's substantive due process precedents, including gay rights and the right to contraception.
By a vote of 6-3, the court affirmed.
You say you love God and country. And I know you love your guns too. You say you love Jesus, oh, and he loves you. What kind of God would trigger the kind of hatred inside of you? Oh, Jesus was a person, a car, not that long.
Ken Paxton says he's celebrating the Supreme Court opinion today. He actually closed his offices at noon today because of this decision.
Reach out, touch faith.
There's a time to be born and a time to die. And the judgment is not going to be to decide whether you're saved or lost. The judgment is going to be to decide your place in hell.
You're wrong, but I know Jesus.
horrifying to me and to millions of American women and men. I want to ask you once again, appealing to your sense of compassion, whether or not you believe the Constitution protects a woman's right to an abortion.
Senator, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Let me just ask you this. John Roberts said that Roe versus Wade is the settled law of the land. Do you believe it is the settled law of the land?
As a judge, it is an important precedent.
Roe versus Wade is an important precedent of the Supreme Court.
Senator, what I will commit is that I will obey all the rules of stare decisis.
The Supreme Court has made clear that the issue of marital privacy is protected.
Question comes up before me about whether Casey or any other case should be overruled, that I will follow the law of stare decisis.
Then reaffirm many times, Casey is precedent on precedent.
And the Supreme Court has reaffirmed the decision, sometimes on the merits, sometimes in Casey.
And I think we all feel strongly in this country about our privacy. I do. I believe the Constitution protects the right to privacy.
Tonight, the landmark ruling, the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, taking away the constitutional right to abortion.
I believe the Constitution protects the right to privacy.
Well, stop, great God, let me tell you the news. My head got wet in the midnight dew. I've been down on the bending knees, talking to the man from Galilee. And my God spoke, and he sounded so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. Then he put one hand upon my head. Great God, the mighty, let me tell you what he said.
Don't tell that long-tongued liar. Don't tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Tell the lot of money gonna cut
up. Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, got a money gonna cut you down.
Give me run on. And poor, you gonna reach as much as some people go to church just to signify, trying to get a date with the neighbor's wife. But listen to me, brother, sure you won't. You'd better leave that woman alone, because one of these days, you mark my word, you think that brother is going to work. You're gonna come up and knock on the door. That's all, brother, you knock no more. You may run on for a long time. Big God, let me tell you the news. My head got wet in the midnight dew. I've been down on my bending knee, talking to the man from Galilee. Lord, he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He placed one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said.
Don't tell that long-tongued liar. Don't tell that.
It has been challenged, and the Supreme Court has reaffirmed the decision.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Tell the God Almighty gonna cut him down.
Mm-hmm.
door springs at the far end of the 14th row. His wife stood there beside him. She was quiet and they both were proud. I gave them room but was close enough that I heard him when he said out loud, "This was my country. This was my song. Somewhere in the middle there, though it started badly and it's ending wrong. This was my country, this frightful and this angry land. But it's my right if the worst of it might still of our goodwill that there's nowhere else will have us now. We push in line at the picture show for cool air and a chance to see a vision of ourselves portrayed as younger and braver and humble and free. This was our I can't finish, and I barely leave the house, it's true. I keep a wrap on my sores and joints, but yes, I've had my blessings too. I've got my mother's pretty feet, and a factory keeps my house in shape. My children, they've both been paroled, him, I'm almost sure, the greatest center fielder of all time, stooped by the burden of endless dreams, his and yours and mine. He hooked each spring beneath his foot, he leaned over, then he stood upright, testing each against his weight. Just like us, I want to tell him, and our needs are small enough, something to slow a heavy dose, something to help us raise one up. This was my country, this was my song, somewhere.
better man.
To the count to Mays with one out. And the stretch to Jack Boozer. He throws to Mays, who swings and sends a high drive to deep left field. Got a chance, sell it, bye bye, baby!
Ladies and gentlemen, number 24, Willie Mays. Mays.
Say, hey! Say hey, fly ball smash at the Frisco Bay, basket catch through the winds and shade, never fail to amaze, Willie Mays, number 24 going back to the wall, greatest of them all, uptown stick ball, Adirondack, hear the bats go crack, big words hurt, see a Willie go back, whirl around, turn around, cool of the throw, greatest of all time, polar grounds go whoa, get down number 24, greatest ball player I ever saw. Second, third base, steal it. See it, 100 mile power, fastball, hit it. Fly ball in the gap, watch him get it. Going all out, never see him quit it. Birmingham telegram, sidewalk talk. Who's the best center fielder in New York City? Is it Willie? Say hey, overdue for Mickey. Giant beyond dope, greatest of all time, it is he. Basket catch, Minneapolis to San Fran. That's why I'm rapping about this man. Mr. Dynamite, that's right, hit it out of sight. Hardest working, God-given, game-driven, legend-living. Superstar center field tonight. Giant beyond dope, greatest of all time, it is he. Number 24, Willie Mays. You got to say,
hey,
no question, number 24, will he amaze ya?
Hey,
most exciting ball player in the game to play.
Hey,
Willie Mays, East Coast, West Coast, say hey, Willie Mays is in your town.
If Willie keeps on amazing.
I'm not a prophet or a prophet's son, but he'll be the daddy when the Duke is done. So put all your money on the Birmingham Blaze. Say, hey, Willie Mays.
He runs like a rabbit, sly as a fox. Got home run, happy in the batter's box. He belt that ball and
say, hey,
it's over the fence and far away. Got eyes like an eagle watching the sky. It just ain't legal how we snag a fly. The minute they hit it, he's coming on to grab that ball when it's almost gone.
Say,
so far away.
Say, Willie Mays, say. Say, Willie Mays, say.
He belts that ball so far away.
Hey, Willie, there's a story told that we believe is true. The Lord made you and lost the mold. So baseball's Hall of Fame. Scribes are writing down Willie's name.
is a credit to a national game. Glory to his name. Say, Willie, Willie Mays. Say, Willie, Willie Mays.
The Isley Brothers with Freedom, Seeking Freedom here in the United States. The Singing Wanderers with Say Hey, Willie Mays, a tribute to the late, great Willie Mays, Chuck D, the amazing Willie Mays. And we began the tribute with our song from Joe Henry, which talked about overhearing Willie Mays in a Scottsdale, Arizona Home Depot, worrying about the state of our country. The Blind Boys of Alabama, Run On for a Long Time. Personal Jesus from Depeche Mode. And we opened up with the Sons of New York. Jesus Was a Person of Color. All mixed up. Peter Beauchamp, glad you tuned in. Lots more to get to on a Shortcut to Freedom.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Everyone, this is Leanie Hameson with Talk Out of School, inviting you to join me and co-host Daniel Alisea at our new day and time, Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be talking about all the latest news and controversies related to our public schools here in New York City and nationally, with special guests including educators, parent leaders, advocates, and experts in their field. We also want to hear from you. So please tune in this Sunday and every Sunday from now on for Talk Out of School on listener-sponsored WBAI 99.5 FM or at WBAI.org.
Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat.
Welcome to K-Wave USA, the show that has finally moved to Saturdays at 8 p.m. You know K-Wave USA, the show that plays nothing but K-pop. Yeah, that's Korean pop music, like Blackpink, BTS, even Psy's Gangnam Style from back in the day. But it is so much more because it's a music industry from South Korea that actually has its roots based on the American Motown sounds. Plus, also, it's what all the kids are listening to. And it's also family friendly. It's super poppy, super happy. It's basically ear Prozac. Some of the songwriters and composers are American. Shout out to all the Asian American idols. Looking at you, Jesse, who hails from NYC. So come and support the Asian American community. K-Wave USA, we've been on the air for the last 5 years, and now we're finally at 8 p.m. on Saturday.
Stan Freeberg modestly presents the United States of America. The early years.
Thank you.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right, just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright. Soul who's not been battered, don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, for we've lived so well, so looking back down at me, smiled reassuredly. I dreamed I was flying high up above. My eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. I dreamed I was flying. We come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sails the moon. We come in the age's most uncertain hours and sing an American tune. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, can't be forever.
This is Charles Bradley. A brother that came from the hard licks of life that knows that America is my home. America, you've been real, honest, hurt, and sweet to me. But I wouldn't change it for the world. Just know that all the pains that I've been through, it made me strong, to stand strong that know America represents love for all humanity and the world. I say it from my heart.
if you do, give me part of your day. But still withering, you brought me. Leaves a shadow on my finger. Hit a skinhead with it last winter. And you would be proud of me. I'm not on my knees anymore. I can really feel the flow. Though you have no will to, you wanna find the people who want to kill you. There's a place in your heart that I can't get into. And God is calling. It's been years since you've been back. You can't keep what's in your hands. And God is calling. Every time say your name, there's a wall that's in the way. And we grew up on a street where everyone meets. All our living rooms were aflame. But you led the way. How to hold it all and take the day. You wear that scarf like it's a fame. Always pack your mother's plates. You won't let anything else escape. And I can't write you a letter. You don't know how to read. You won't listen either. So when can I tell you how I feel? How I feel. And God, it's been years since you've been back. You can't keep what's in your hands. And God is calling. Every time I say your name, there's a wall that's in the way.
Far away from home. so far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right. It's all right. For we've lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. I dreamed I was flying high up above. My eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. Dreamed I was flying. But we come on a ship they call the Mayflower. We come on a ship that sailed the moon. We come in the age's most uncertain hours and sang an American tune. Whoa, it's all right. It's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever. Tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. But that's all, I'm trying to get some rest.
Gentlemen, applause.
will keep this flag flying or keep our boys fighting. Use those hands to dig down deep in your pockets for those last hidden dollars. Protect your right to freedom.
This, for the purpose of this celebration, is the 4th of July. It is the birthday of your national independence and of your political freedom. This, to you, is what the Passover was to the emancipated people of God. It carries your minds back to the day and to the act of your great deliverance, and to the signs and to the wonders associated with that act and that day. The papers and placards say that I am to deliver a 4th of July oration. This certainly sounds large and out of the common way for me. The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, the distance between this platform and the slave plantation from which I escaped is considerable. And the difficulties to be overcome in getting from the latter to the former are by no means slight.
188 years ago this week, a small band of valiant men began a long struggle for freedom. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, not only to found a nation, but to forge an ideal of freedom.
Our eyes are met with demonstrations of joyous enthusiasm. Banners and pennants wave exultingly on the breeze. The din of business, too, is hushed. Even Mammon seems to have quitted his grasp on this day. The ear-piercing fife and the stirring drum unite their accents with the ascending peal of 1,000 church bells. Prayers are made, hymns are sung, and sermons are preached in honor of this day. While the quick martial tramp of a great and multitudinous nation, echoed back by all the hills, valleys, and mountains of a vast continent, bespeak the occasion one of thrilling and universal interest, a nation's jubilee.
Back in those days, a Negro didn't mean no more to a white man than a mean.
Didn't mean as much.
You agree to that?
Huh? I agree to that. Yeah.
Well, that's the point. That's the point we're getting to now.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
Well, we had a few Negroes down there that wasn't afraid of white people and talk back to them. They call those people crazy.
Crazy people.
Yeah.
I wonder why they call them crazy, because they speak up for his rights.
Yeah, they call them crazy.
Well, they do that, you know.
Yeah.
I had an uncle like that, and they hung him. They hung him down there because they say he was crazy and he might ruin the other Negro.
That's right.
Fellow citizens, pardon me. Allow me to ask, why am I called upon to speak here today? What have I, or those I represent, to do with your national independence? Are the great principles of political freedom and of national justice embodied in that Declaration of Independence extended to us? And am I, therefore, called upon to bring our humble offering to the national altar and to confess the benefits and express devout gratitude for the blessings resulting from your independence to us?
We believe that all men have certain unalienable rights. Yet many Americans do not enjoy those rights. We believe that all men are entitled to the blessings of liberty. Yet millions are being deprived of those blessings. Not because of their own failures, but because of the color of their skin.
So in the early 60s, when President Johnson came in and various civil rights bills were signed, and particularly the Voting Rights Act picked up, things were moving along quite well. Looked like the civil rights situation and the racial situation in Mississippi was about to change. My father had been talking with the officials downtown about bringing the poll tax books out to his grocery store. so the local citizens in the area could come to his grocery store and pay their poll tax.
The night of June 10th, when we told the people to go down and to demonstrate, to go down to the jail and to pray for those that were in prison. And even there that night when Chief McCain said, I'm tired of you niggers eating off of me like leeches, eating off this community like leeches. They put the hoses on them and hosed them down with high pressure hoses. The water was so forceful until it washed human bodies down the street like trash. The water was so powerful until it knocked bark off trees. Amen. And it was so powerful until people were screaming in the midst of the water as though they were caught in a fire without any escape. But God worked a wonder there. Yeah, we may think that all hope was gone, but one thing God didn't do, God didn't let nobody become blind. God did not let nobody die. God didn't let nobody get discouraged, but God took those little people and raised them up until the next day they walked down the streets again.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Do you mean, citizens, to mock me by asking me to speak today? If so, there is a parallel to your conduct. And let me warn you that it is dangerous to copy the examples of a nation whose crimes, towering up to heaven, were thrown down by the breath of the Almighty, burying that nation in irrevocable ruin. I can today take up the plaintive lament of a peeled and woe-smitten people. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there, they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?
By the rivers of
Baby.
And now another uncensored version of Shortcuts.
Pick up your instruments there.
No, that's it, man.
What's the
trouble
now?
It's a bad scene, man, right?
Bad scene, Vix.
Come on, you're holding up the whole parade.
Let us be lovers. We'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate in my
some Americans there? Oh, all right. Never mind. I'll write them a letter.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Listen, fellas and girls, you know what I'd like to do right now? Well, I'll tell you. I'd like to ring bells and blow whistles. Thanks, Mr. Sound Effects Man. Yes, today is really good news day.
Keep it up and we'll blow the whole wall.
Find the music and the step and with the girls behind.
I heard that.
And high boys, show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Here's the story.
On June the 5th, 1973, during his broadcast over CFRB Toronto, Mr. Gordon Sinclair, one of Canada's most respected broadcasters, had some thoughts concerning his American neighbors. These are his words.
The New York Stock Exchange took another pounding this morning. General Motors was down 5 points. Standard Oil off 5.25. Procter & Gamble was down 6. The market has been going down more and more, and not one European country has sent even a get-well card. And not one country came to America's aid when many of its professional ball clubs was losing thousands of dollars every day. Well, this is the one European who thinks it's time to speak up for the U.S. Come on, let's hear it. Where else but in America can you get the same great hamburger thousands of miles apart from one another? And the same goes for the fries. You know, when you think of England, you think of fish and chips. When you think of Japan, you think of raw fish. When you think of Iceland, you think of a codfish. But when you think of America, you think of hamburgers. And everyone knows hamburger is better than a fish any day. That's for sure. Otherwise, why wouldn't God ever put the fish on land instead of the ocean where it's so hard to get?
It's a Santa Claus world, if you will, of ice cream and candy bars. Eat your fill and marshmallow fatness that's bound to kill, but we love it that way.
America, I have played around every slap happy hunting ground, and I found America okay. I've been about a bit, but I must admit that I didn't know the half of it till I hit the USA.
In America.
Buying on credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
Only in America can a guy from anywhere go to sleep a pauper and wake up a millionaire. Only in America can a kid without a cent get a break and maybe grow up to be president.
God bless America.
We have said from the very beginning that all of us believe that Hitler's aggression almost destroyed the world. And we believe that communist aggression will destroy it if somebody doesn't stand up to it.
This country doesn't have to be in the shape that it is in. I know that the economic program that I have proposed for this nation, sharing in scarcity with the country getting worse off talk about the unemployment lines. If all of the unemployed today were in a single line, allowing 2 feet for each one of them, that line would reach from New York City to Los Angeles, California.
And America has always gone forward on the sound of marching feet to the military beat of drums, drums, drums. Helping to hold the banner high, stirring the hearts of her fighting men, this then is the spirit of 76.
Together with a fella named of George.
Johnny Freedom, Johnny Freedom, you can meet him on each page of history. He's the spirit of America, our country's pride and joy.
What do you mean you're walking off the job?
Like, you didn't say anything about that we were going to work up near the cannonballs, man. I mean, I thought we were working like a officers' club man.
Let's get on with the procession here. Gracious.
Johnny, get your gun, get your gun, get your gun.
Take it on the run, on the run, on the run. Hear them calling you and me.
Every son of liberty.
Hurry right away, no delay, go today.
Make your daddy glad to have had such a lad. Tell your sweetheart not to pine.
To be proud of boys in line.
What kind of an American are you? It's time to show what you intend to do. If they trample on old glory, will you think that they are right? Or will you stand behind your land and fight with all your might? What kind of an American are you? That dissension you'll have to answer to. If the Star-Spangled Banner don't make you stand and cheer, then what are you doing over here? This land of the free is for you and for me, and for anyone at all who is seeking liberty. We welcomed every stranger and we lent a helping hand. And now that we're in danger, it is time to understand. Your Uncle Sam is calling you to lend a helping hand. If you're true blue, it's up to you to show just where you stand.
Litter.
to the youth of America. Dear youth, I'm writing this letter with a heavy hand. There are great troubles in this glorious land that us old people once died to save. And I feel that today's young need to listen to the raspy voice of today's old. Us old people are the ones who built the toll roads and the condominiums, you know. We invented the electric pencil sharpener and the disposable stove. We're oldies but goodies. After all, who founded this great land but old people? Why, George Washington would be over 200 if he was alive today. Marco Polo, he'd be over 600. You have no respect for the old values like money. Without money, where would our millionaires be? Great Americans like Scrooge McDuck.
The money you make, you spend, because the times are taking every penny you make, you know, even though you make big money, you know. You can't save today. It's impossible. You know, with kids, there's no way in the world you can save a penny today. No way, man.
We find ourselves reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
It's sickening.
The land was ours before we were the land.
We spray our elms, and the following springs are silent of robin song.
Oh, beautiful for smoggy skies, insecticided grain, for strip-mined mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee, and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea.
I have come to speak to you tonight about our sick society.
And I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right. It's all right. For we lived so well, so long. Of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder.
I tire so of hearing people say, let things take their course, tomorrow is another day. I do not need my freedom when I'm dead.
I'm sick and tired of violence. I'm tired of shooting. I'm tired of hate. I'm tired of selfishness. I'm tired of evil.
America, man, let's make it America. You know, it ain't America anymore, man.
Democracy will not come today, this year, nor ever through compromise and fear. I have as much right as the other fellow has to stand on my two feet and own the land.
The bank accounts show that 1/150th part of the people own 2/3 of all the money that's in the bank. The only way by which we can ever bring this country out is to redistribute the wealth.
They cheated the Indians. Now we're cheating ourselves, man. We're giving everything away to other countries. We took everything the Indians had, right? Took all their crops, took all their wealth.
We took care of the blacks, took care of the Indians. I consider the South just another minority that was screwed by the U.S. government. I have no prejudice against them. They got it too. Ba-dum. We really gave the Indians a fast trip across the continent. You notice that? They were having a little cookout in Massachusetts. Bunch of boats came up, man. Hey, you mind moving over, guys? Bring in the stuff. Would you move over? Would you mind bringing the stuff, man? Would you move over, man? Bring in the stuff. Come on, man. Move it over. Would you mind over three mountain ranges, four mountain ranges? Got them onto an offshore island, Alcatraz, right? Off the continent completely. They had to take the island to get it.
Boy, I'm tired of pushing west. How long ago we leave Goshen?
About 2 hours ago. Hey, we ever gonna stop?
Quiet down, our boys. Wagon boss.
My fellow settlers.
Hold it down.
We stand here at the edge of civilization, on the banks of the Mississippi River, looking west at our destiny. What may appear to the faint-hearted as a limitless expanse of God-forsaken wilderness is in reality a golden opportunity for humble, God-fearing people like ourselves and our families and our children and the generations a coming to carve a new life out of the American Indian.
Welcome, white brother.
Engines! Pull the wagons up into a circle!
Why do you always do that?
We get better reception that way. Do you mind if I put this antenna up on yonder peak?
That's our sacred mountain.
This is our sacred antenna. It's shaped like a cross, made out of aluminum. Got any aluminum?
We've still got some corn left.
Hey, corn! Now we can make whiskey!
We've been waiting hundreds of years for this.
Handed to Tom Collins.
Here, Engine, you want some fire water?
No. We were warned by our elders not to drink anything that would make us weak or silly.
Put it in their well.
That's not a well. It's the eye of the holy serpent mound on which you're standing.
It's a butte.
No, it's a mound.
And right purty, too. Can you move it?
But why?
Railroad's coming through. Right now.
What are we stopping for?
We in Goshen yet?
Can't go no further. This here's engine territory.
Well then, it's treaty time.
Skyscrapers blooming America. Cadillacs zooming America. Industry booming America.
Wealth in a roaming America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
Apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
When they run up the flag, why do sometimes in a movie the music swells? Why I go, because of recall. One time that impressed me, because when they run a washcloth up, I don't go that way. Yeah, this means something to me sometimes, it does.
While digesting Reader's Digest in the back of the dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel.
Because of exposure, too much exposure, this has lost all impact, definitely, for me now, yeah. From being exploited, prostituted, yeah, from people using it as a coffee table.
Yeah, some people, you know, who hid behind it, you know. I am good and pure under the American flag, so.
America.
Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in it? Waimea Reef, from Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
To write up the man from the happy and under your soul.
Shortcuts was produced by Peter Beauchamp in New York City.
New York isn't like any other place, and WBAI isn't like any other radio station. For more than 60 years, WBAI has been your go-to for independent, non-commercial, free speech programming. It's time to speak up for WBAI. Join the WBAI family as a BAI buddy in the name of your favorite show today. Go to give2, that's the number 2, WBAI.org. Give to WBAI today. Be heard.
Breathe deep.
Breathe deep.
Expand your mind.
And let the music be your driving force.
Enter a world of color and light.
And keep on.